Today, the 2018 Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Science was awarded to two Americans. One of them is Paul Romer.
I got two phone calls this morning, and I didn't answer either one because I thought it was some spam call. So I wasn't expecting the prize.
When he noticed the caller ID was from Sweden, he phoned back. After listening to some music for a while on hold, he found out he won the prize. Romer's work focuses on how ideas and innovation fuel economic growth. The other laureate was William Nordhaus. He modeled the costs of climate change. He was an early advocate of taxing carbon emissions. Today's announcement comes at the same time the United Nations scientists warned of devastating effects of a warming planet. Here's Nordhaus in a phone interview with NobelPrize.org.
The policies are lagging very, very far, miles behind the science and the need to what needs to be done. So it's hard to be optimistic, and also we're actually going backwards in the United States.
William Nordhaus's co-winner Paul Romer also spoke about the challenges in a press conference today.
What's a little bit troubling, even though I remain very optimistic about technological possibilities, is that it seems as though we're starting to lose our commitment to the facts. This process of better standards of living, better health, better opportunities, all derives from some system which figures out what's true and what's not.
Nobel watchers thought a woman economist might win today's prize. Only one woman has won a Nobel in economics during the award's 50-year history. In recognizing Nordhaus and Romer, the Nobel Committee nodded to its advocacy of global cooperation. Both economists believe that nations must look past their own interests and borders to maintain economic growth for everyone.